The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. Japan, Australia, and New Zealand will join the United States in funding a $1.7 billion plan to provide electricity and internet to much of Papua New Guinea. Experts say the agreement is intended to counter growing Chinese influence in the South Pacific, which is increasing because of the country's Belt and Road Initiative. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
We trust that this announcement today and the part of the United States of America in this joint announcement is proof that America and our businesses are investing in this region as never before.
Only about 20% of Papua New Guinea's 8 million people have electricity, and for many, the supply is not reliable. Under the new initiative, 70% of Papua New Guinea's population will have electricity by 2030. For decades, Australia has been the primary influencer among Pacific Island nations. China later began developing a host of bilateral financing agreements in the area, including plans to build a large hydropower generation plant in Papua New Guinea as part of its Belt and Road Initiative. The Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea has hailed this latest agreement.
This is a partnership of true regional economies, quite unlike the conventional model of development cooperation that we have had in the past.
The agreement was made Sunday at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Meeting in the capital of Port Moresby. China's Hengyi Industries International is building a refinery and a petrochemical complex in Brunei's Muara Besar Island. The petrochemical plant is a major project of the Belt and Road Initiative. When finished, it will process 175,000 barrels of crude oil a day and produce other refined products like gasoline, jet fuel, and diesel. The plant is expected to create more than 10,000 jobs. As part of the initiative, the company has also developed a joint educational program training scores of petrochemical personnel in Brunei. Chen Lanchai is the CEO of Hengyi Industries.
With a scholarship from Hengyi, a group of sophomore students selected from Burma University will be able to study chemical engineering at Zhejiang University for 1.5 years.
When completed, the $3.4 billion complex will be Brunei's biggest foreign direct investment project. Construction on the plan is expected to be finished by the first quarter of 2019. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.